Our scripture this morning comes from New Testament book of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 34 through 40, and I'll be reading from a Revised Standard, so if you've got a slightly different version, hopefully it says the same thing. Matthew 22, 34 through 40. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question, "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments."
If you drive around Hutchinson at all, I'm sure you've seen the signs in people's front yards: "Love God, love people." Trinity United Methodist Church has printed and distributed them. Their building is located on the southeast corner of Main and 17th. Love God, love people. It's a four-word summary of Jesus' answer to the Pharisee question, which is the greatest commandment? It's an important question because there were a lot of commandments, as Annette referred to, more than 600 of them in the Torah, according to rabbinic tradition at the time of Jesus. Which of those hundreds of commands is central to obeying God? Well, to answer that question, Jesus quotes from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength." In other words, the commandment in this verse boils down to love God with your entire being. That's the greatest commandment. But Jesus did not stop there. He highlights a second verse from the Torah, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. "Love your neighbor as yourself." The second commandment is like the first. Second verse, same as the first. Loving your neighbor is a manifestation of loving God. Love is an action verb, my brothers and sisters. Love is a choice that demands sacrifice. While loving God with all your being is essential, that type of being must manifest itself through action. All right, let's hit the pause button for a little while here, why don't we? Because I'm not sure love is the right word in our culture anymore. Love has been co-opted by the culture. Love is a feeling that comes and goes. Love is diluted. We talk about loving our cars, our favorite meals, our favorite sports teams, our favorite musicians. Love is romantic and erotic. This type of love that Americans know is most definitely not the love that Jesus is talking about or that the Torah talks about. Now, Greek has a number of different words for love. The Greek word used in both times in these two commands is agape. That's the love of choice, to be loyal to hold in high regard. And this agape love requires sacrifice for the benefit of all people involved. So often, when we say love today, it is more the meaning of the Greek word eros. That's where we get our word erotic. And that's way off base for the kind of love Jesus was talking about, agape love. Switching gears, I like the Hebrew word hesed. It translates roughly as loving kindness. Kindness. It was mentioned in the children's story just earlier by one of our youngest. Be kind. That's a much more relatable word, I think. So instead of love God, love people, I might suggest a different four-word summary of the commandments that Jesus talked about so long ago. Revere God, be kind. We can even add a connecting word. Revere God by being kind. The greatest two commandments, love the Lord your God with everything that you are, and love your neighbor as yourself. Or to summarize, revere God by being kind. Love, it's an action verb, my brothers and sisters. Love is a choice that demands sacrifice that manifests itself in kindness. Revere God with all your being, heart, soul, and mind. Commandment numeral uno. And be kind to all people. Commandment numeral dos. Or are they two distinct commandments at all? Are they one and the same commandment? To manifest our reverence for God, we must be kind to the people in our circles of influence. Jesus talked about this very concept when he told the parable of the sheep and goats. That's in Matthew chapter 25. Feed the people who are hungry. Clothe the naked. Visit the prisoners. Care for the sick. Because when we do these things to the least of these people, we do them unto Christ Jesus. And we revere God in the process. You know, the author of 1 John also writes about this very issue. Listen to the end of chapter 4. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. Again, this is agape love, loving kindness. Love God, love people. The author of James also underscores this connection between revering God and being kind to people. Listen to chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Yes, same second commandment, same as the first. Second verse, same as the first. Oh yeah, love God, love people. You know, there's a song by that name. Love God, love people. It's a contemporary Christian song by Danny Gokey. I hear it a lot on Christian radio. I invite you to listen to this song as Annette plays it for us. It should be up on the screens here momentarily.
Running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out. All this checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, has me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love. But I've been complicating things, it's just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple.
Thank you, Annette. I want to highlight some of the lyrics. Listen as I speak them. Got to keep it real simple. Keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero. Because it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. We're living in a world that keeps breaking. But if we want to find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. Love God, love people. Love is patient. Love is kind. Rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make things right. Got to keep it real simple. Love God, love people. Revere God by being kind to people. What we're being called to is a whole new way of being and acting. It's about finding a new bottom line. It's not about accumulating more. It's not about greed. I think it's time to revisit our meditation thought for today that Gary read earlier from 1 Thessalonians. You know, we have never used flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness. We were not looking for praise from people, not from you or anyone else, even though as apostles of Christ, we could have asserted our authority. Instead, we were like young children among you. Just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you because we loved you so much. We were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. Yes, it's not about greed. Money is not the bottom line. Wealth is not king. It's not about flattery, either giving or receiving. Fame is not king either. It's not about climbing the ladder of success. Might does not equal right. It's not about knowing better than other people. Those are the things that our culture teaches us. But Jesus calls us to a new bottom line, to seek a place of vulnerability instead of strength, to be caring and kind, to share the good news of God's reign here and now, to share our very selves, to be known as we are, and to seek to know others as they are, being caring and kind all along the way. God's bottom line, revere God by being kind. And it's a new bottom line. It's our bottom line. So let's embrace it together. Amen.